Om Shanti. 25th August 2018, Saturday. Today's blessing is, may you remain safe in all respects by remaining merged in one Father's love and become Maya proof. The children who remain merged in the one Father's love easily remain distant from all the vibrations and atmosphere everywhere, because to remain merged means to be powerful, the same as the Father, and to be safe in all respects. To remain absorbed means to be merged. Those who remain merged are Maya proof. This is easy effort, but you must not become careless in the name of easy effort. The conscience of those who are careless effort makers bite internally and externally. They sing songs of their own praise. We have always been taught that soul and supreme soul, they are two different entities and they never merge. Supreme soul is the ocean, while the soul is the embodiment. So ocean of power, this is embodiment of power. Ocean of virtue, this is embodiment of virtue. And they never merge. They always remain different. And the souls are many. And each soul is different. So each soul cannot merge into Supreme Soul. This is the thing which is taught in the path of bhakti, but has been refuted by Baba many times in many murlis. So souls are different and Supreme Soul is different. And soul and Supreme Soul cannot become one. They cannot merge into one. This is what is knowledge. But now there is one more aspect to this. The children who remain merged in one Father's love remain easily distant from all the vibrations and atmosphere everywhere, because to remain merged means to be powerful, same as the Father, and to be safe in all respects. Souls cannot merge into Supreme Soul. Souls cannot become one with Supreme Soul. Souls cannot get absorbed into Supreme Soul. Souls cannot become the same as Supreme Soul. But they always can merge into His love. Love lean, that is the word, which means to get merged in His love. To remain absorbed means to be merged. Those who remain merged, they are Maya proof. This is the easy effort. But then you should not become careless in this easy effort. Because those who become careless, their conscience bite internally. And the external, they keep on singing their own praises. So, this is a new word coined by Baba. Love, lean. Combining two words, one English, one Hindi. Love is prem, love is love, and second is lean. Lean is to merge, lean is to unite, lean is to become one, lean is to get absorbed. But absorbed in His love. So, this is a very powerful stage where one remains protected from all the atmosphere of Maya, from all the vibrations of Maya. So one remains Maya proof when one one becomes drowned, absorbed, lost in the Supreme Soul. So this is the stage which is described. Not only here, but in the path of bhakti also. When Christ says, my Father and I are one, He is not meaning to say that Son and Father are one. It means Son is lost in the love of Father. The Son has become so much like the Father, now they are appearing like one person. So my Father and I are one means He and I have become one. Means the soul, the Son is lost in the Father. The beloved, the lover is lost in the beloved. The drop is lost in the ocean. The point is lost in the supreme point. The jyoti is lost in the supreme jyoti. This is what it really means. Getting lost, becoming one. Each soul has this innermost desire to become one. That is actually the real nature of soul. To get lost in something. And when this union doesn't take place at the level of soul, the soul, because it is trapped in body, this is the body which is where the soul is trapped, it tries to experience the spiritual union by means of physical union. But even after this physical union, the soul remains unsatisfied. Because body can never satisfy the soul. This is dead body. In today's Sakar Murli also Baba said, Murda. This is corpse, a cadaver. And all the scintillating pleasures of the body cannot please the soul. Rather, soul get addicted to all the pleasures of the body. And the real freedom consists of going beyond the pleasures of the body. Get detached from the body, ashariri, and the power flows. So long as soul identifies itself with the body, and with all the pleasures of the body, and all the joys and the indulgence of the body, it suffers internally. The moment soul is detached from the body, it enters the stage of deep silence. Today Baba said, Swadharma, the very nature, the original nature, the pristine nature, the real nature of the soul is silence. And not voice, and not sound, and not this long drawn out cacophony or voices of the world. So, soul should get merged in the love of Supreme Soul. This is about the spiritual love. There are two love. One is physical love and another is platonic love. These are the two types of love which are described. One is physical love, physical intimacy, physical touch. Another is spiritual touch, non-physical touch, platonic love. This platonic love, non-sensual love, is the real thing that satisfies the soul. Unless and until the soul comes to this platform of platonic love, it doesn't feel satisfied. So, getting merged in the Supreme Soul, what is needed is love of God, the love divine. so long as the divine love is not there, it is not possible to get merged. The internal desire of the soul, of the lover, to get merged in the Supreme Beloved. This is the ultimate desire. So, how to take our love of God to that highest platform where one remains merged in the supreme silence? It is the drop which is getting lost in the ocean, and the drop no more feels that it is different from the ocean. In the path of yoga in the world, they describe two types of samadhis. One is savikalpa samadhi and another is nirvikalpa samadhi. One is sabija samadhi, another is nirbija samadhi. One is granth samadhi and another is nirgranth samadhi, where all the granthis, all the complexes are dissolved. Where the bija is destroyed, nirbija. Where all the vikalpas, all the thoughts, all the modification of vrittis and chittas, they are gone. One enters in that stage of becoming one with Him. So this is what they have described. So there are three ways: the path of bhakti, path of sannyas, and brahmakumaris. In the path of bhakti also, the devotee and God, bhakti, bhakt and bhagwan, these three become one at the highest point. The soul, the devotee experience as if I have become one with Him because of the love. In the path of sannyas, they enter the stage of samadhi where they feel there is only one homogeneous Brahma or Brahman. And here, in Gyan, Brahma Kumaris, Baba often talks about becoming same as the Father, as if becoming merged in the Father. So, you know, what is happening here is getting reflected in the path of bhakti from copper age. What is happening here, it is getting reflected in the path of sannyas from copper age. All those things which are happening here, they will happen here in some different, modified, distorted form. All the festivals in today's Sakar Murli, Baba has talked about many festivals, prominently about Rakhi. Tying Rakhi is a false, what is known as banavat, jhuti banavat. This is a false system. The rituals of Bhakti Marg, they are but the reflections of the real which is happening here. So simply tying doesn't mean anything. And sister tying Rakhi to a brother, this is all falsehood. If you have seniors, Baba said in today's Sakar Murli, ask them. They will teach you. They will tell you that in the olden days, it's the Brahmin who used to tie Rakhis to everyone, not the brother and sister. This culture and custom of brother and sister tying Rakhi has come recently. So, getting lost in His love, remaining lost in His love. One of the greatest figure in the history of this yagya, who was the embodiment of love, was Dadi Prakashmani. And today is 25th of August 2018. It was 25th August 2007 when she left the mortal coil. Why so many souls are attracted towards her? Because there was one element which was to a very higher degree in her, was love. She was the embodiment of love. Deep love. A good administrator and a loving soul. Though she was Kumari, but she was like a mother. Those sanskars of a mother were deeply inveterated in that soul. A mother means sacrifice. A mother means love. A mother means care. So she had all these three things. Ever loving, ever caring, and ever sacrificing. So these are very higher qualities. At a very young age, a Kumari to have qualities of a mother, it's a very, very, it's a mark of a genius. Self-sacrificing. Didi Nirmala has described one experience that when for the first time she was about to go to New Zealand, she was given a warm welcome. And even when she came back, there was a warm farewell which was given. And she describes that when she went outside for service for the first time, she had to live in very unfamiliar atmosphere. Everything was difficult. Accommodation, food, customs, rituals, everything was different outside. It was very tough. So Dadi Prakashmani had written a letter to her and she said, "You are a lioness and a lioness roams alone." It is, you are not the flock of ships. You are the lioness who will walk alone, who can face everything alone. And that later, Didi says, had infused in me a great sense of strength. So, it's all about giving love. One of the brothers from Australia has been described when Dadi had come to Australia for the first time. And in Australia, and there was a program in Sydney University. And they all were busy throughout the day. And then everyone returned to the center and everyone was dog tired. And it was Dadi who got up and he went to the kitchen. And she made a soup for everything, even though she herself also was tired. But she had that innate qualities of a mother. There's one sister who has described the experience of Dadiji. Just before 18th January, when Dadi was coming from Mumbai with a group of party, out of those things, only one ticket was not confirmed. And it was one girl. And that girl had no place to sit in the train. So there were sacks of grains. So that girl was sitting on those sacks of grain. And Dadi got up in the middle of the night and saw that this girl was sitting there in between the two seats. So Dadi asked her, "Why don't you sleep?" So she said, "I don't have seat." So Dadi gave her her seat. And Dadi was sitting throughout the night on that grain of, on those grains of, on those sacks of grain. So those qualities were always there. She was the administrative head, but she knew, it was not just for the spirituality, but she was an all-rounder. She knew about construction. She used to keep tabs on what square foot of land. What is the cost of this square foot of land? She used to visit each and every department each and every day. Just to cheer up each and every soul. So she was an extremely different woman for that matter. Once, one brother of Madhuvan hit another brother in the meditation room during yoga. So then now there was a fight. So what to do? So Dadi did not take the decision on her own. She called up a meeting. What to do with that brother? Should he be kept here or sent home? So ultimately the brother was sent home, but Dadi didn't take that decision. It was, everybody was called to have a meeting, and then that brother was sent home. So when such decisions, major decisions have to be taken, she would consult everyone. So that was the mark of a leader. There's one brother, Charlie, who has described a beautiful event. In 1974, they had come here in Pandavavan, and Baba was meeting everybody in History Hall. So Baba was sitting, and there was a lot of time, and very few brothers were there. So Dadi called that brother, Charlie, come. And Dadi told, she taught brother Charlie some Hindi sentences which he should speak in front of Baba. So Dadi taught him that, say in Hindi that, Baba, I love you too much. So he went to Baba and he said, Baba, I love you too much in Hindi. Then Dadi taught him another second statement to say in front of Baba. Baba, I got you after so many births. I am so fortunate. I am so fortunate. So she taught him to see in Hindi. And then he said in Hindi. Then Dadi taught him third sentence. Say, Baba, I am monkey. So he did not know Hindi. So he said the same thing in front of Baba in monk, because he thought it is something very, some spiritual thing. But Dadi was just making mischiefs. So Dadi told that brother, go and say, I am bandar, I am monkey, I am monkey. So he went to Baba and sat and said, Baba, I am monkey, I am monkey. So later on he understood what he said, because he did not know Hindi. So she had that element of entertaining in her. She would conduct yoga bhattis. At the same time, she would take everybody for picnics. It was she who organized Kumari training system in this yagya. Otherwise there was no such Kumari training. When she felt that lot of hands are needed, it's for the first time that thought came in her mind that a Kumari training should be organized. It was she who visited everywhere and keeps on visiting near about cities, and also felt that those who are present here, they also should keep on visiting here and there. And anybody would go to her and share anything. Rather, she would sit there in the courtyard to listen to people, because she would love to interact with people. Usually spiritual leaders do not do that. They sit, but they remain little aloof. It is not so easy to go to any leader and meet. But she was very accessible. So she would meet each and everyone. So such a soul ever walked on this planet Earth. It's a wonder. A soul who combined in herself the qualities of a leader and qualities of an enlightened soul, a qualities of a sannyasini, a qualities of a yogi, the qualities of a loving soul, the qualities of an entertaining soul, the qualities of the highest stage of silence, the qualities of a speaker, all things, the qualities of a mother, the qualities of a child, the qualities of a mischievous child, all things bundled into one soul is a miracle. And that's why each and every soul who must have come in her contact recounts those memories. Even if that person may not be spiritual, may not be BK, may not be a Brahmin soul, but we have seen even non-Brahmins describing our experiences here. In 2007, after the body, she left the body. There were a lot many programs which were organized in the Om Shanti Bhavan, and so many people kept on sharing and sharing and share in the Shanti Bhavan in Diamond Hall. They kept on sharing and sharing and talking and talking, and so many things about her. Those reporters, those editors, those businessmen, those political leaders, people from almost all walks of life described their experiences with her. So, how to imbibe those qualities? And today is her day, so we should make it a point to know about her, to understand the soul, and to mimic, to emulate, to imbibe, to inculcate the virtues she had in herself.